This episode of Darts in the Dark is brought to you by San Francisco Climate Week. Whether you're a climate expert, founder, investor, or job seeker looking to break into the climate space, San Francisco Climate Week is where connections are made. From fireside chats to expert panels, San Francisco Climate Week is the place for anyone to learn about what's happening in the world of climate solutions. From launching new initiatives to deploying capital, getting people climate jobs, and beyond. I hope you join us from the 17th to 23rd of April. The solution starts with you. In fact, you are the solution.
Welcome to Darts in the Dark podcast. We talk about branding, marketing, communication, and sustainability. And through our conversations with leading voices throughout business and culture, we help shed light on how to move your audience to take meaningful action for your business and the planet.
Welcome to Darts in the Dark. My name is Casey Hogue. It's spring. And my home thermostat is still finding its way in the world as temperatures shift. I have an old home built in 1924 that had a down-to-the-studs remodel about 7 years ago. Yet despite being fairly new, I still have drafts and air leaks around the doors and windows. Turns out, 20% of greenhouse emissions come from single-family homes. To dig into that, my guest today is Kalyani Menon, who is the VP of Marketing at Sealed. As a seasoned marketer, having worked on several brands over the last 15 years, Kalyani has transitioned across the blurring lines of traditional and digital marketing. As a brand purist, Kalyani works with startups as they form, grow, and scale. Sealed modernizes homes with the latest HVAC, weatherproofing, and smart home technology. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Kalyani Menon.
I started my career as a brand consultant as part of the agency format, you know, part of the Mad Men era where creative was king, advertising had millions of dollars in budget. And then we would go to the leadership of big corporations and let them know, this is the creative idea. Can you put tens and thousands or hundreds of millions of dollars behind it? And then Facebook came about, digital advertising came about. It was just so much easier to add science to the gut that I had. So I was always looking for an opportunity to transition from the agency format. Not that I didn't love it. I loved the agency format. I love everything that I did in branding. I did enjoy working with small and medium-sized businesses. That was always my core. I would work with small and medium-sized businesses to help them differentiate their product using brand. But then the algorithms that Meta and Google have, it's really, really strong. Everyone knows this. Like, you can go to a granular level. You could go by region, by demographics. It's all anonymous. As much as I think there is a question about data privacy and stuff, but I do believe in the algorithms, you know, insights.
Yeah.
For small and medium-sized businesses, I transitioned from using as much primary research because, again, small and medium-sized businesses weren't always looking for, you know, what's the ROI on that investment I'm making. And so it was easy 15 years ago, 12 years ago, when nobody knew what was happening, the era of digital Darwinism, as they say. And then that was it. Like, I loved everything I was learning from, you know, data-driven marketing. And that's when I transitioned my career to growth marketing, as they call it. It wasn't called growth marketing then. It was just startup marketing. I've been with startups even before it was cool to be with a startup. I've always believed in marketing being that differentiator to help you scale a product.
Yeah, the power of branding.
Power of branding. I've worked with three different startups before this, and I've always tried to, you know, attach myself to social enterprises. At least the mission has to be something that, you know, is fulfilling.
Right.
To begin with, it was a project called Baba Job. It was trying to organize the blue collar sector in India. Every homeowner in India, even if you're a middle-class homeowner, households in India have maids and they have drivers and they have gardeners. It's not uncommon. What we were trying to do, and this was a concept by someone who had set up Microsoft Research in India, like Sean, who is the CEO of Baba Job. He set up this online portal and said, you know, all job seekers, anybody in the blue-collar sector can sign up, put their profile in, and then we'll match them to employers. But the only challenge, the blue-collar sector in India didn't have access to the internet. Like, there was no way to get online. So it was a great challenge. And then the way we hacked that was we launched this whole campaign that said, give us a missed call. It doesn't cost you much. It doesn't cost you anything to give us a missed call.
Right.
Just do that. Our sales team would call them back, get their profile onto the portal, and then match them to employers. It did really well. We were getting about 1 million job seekers seekers every month. Great cause, great platform, which then resulted in an acquisition story. So we closed that, and then fast forward to Sealed 3 years ago when I just wrapped up another startup. Again, the startup before this saw great growth, but the product leader, he just was like, I'm getting enough money for this. I'm just going to go build another product, right? So it's always a hit or a miss with startups. Only 3% of the startups actually make it.
Right. And are they in it for the long term? Are they in it to build the business and the culture?
Exactly.
Or is it just a exit plan from the beginning, right?
Exactly. So what's the end game, right?
Right.
Like an acquisition story is great. Selling your product is great, but going public is also great. So with Sealed, I knew I didn't have like the background in the energy industry. I don't know how I could apply my skills, which would mean me changing what I do right now and picking a different career in operations and corporate comms. It could be something else. But I was like, I have this niche skill set, but I know it can be relevant to the climate industry. It wasn't even called climate tech 3 years ago, right? It was clean tech.
Right.
And then I saw Sealed. I wasn't even looking for a new job at that point, but I saw Sealed show up on my radar and I was fascinated. It is amazing. The hardware has existed forever for homes. Insulation, air sealing, not new concepts. Heat pump, probably. It is like advertising from GE from, I think it was like 1940s. They have great advertising. Like I still, you know, look at that for inspiration, right? Like great advertising, but a failure. Version one of heat pump unfortunately failed in keeping people warm. But I think the challenge is exciting. I was like, paper and goop. How do you sell paper and goop? Make that sexy. Bottom of my heart, I knew that the collective conscience is not where we need them to be. People are not going to do this for climate change. But there has to be a way to break it down in a way that you can resonate with the homeowners, with the problems they're facing at home. So I joined. And then a week later, I was like, okay, maybe this is not the right place for me. Because our entire journey, our sales journey, was offline.
Right.
Because that's how the industry was. I was used to digital products, products that were fundamentally changing offline industries, like insurance on an app. I know how to sell that. But how do you sell something that's offline but should be digital but is not digital yet? Sealed had great product market fit. It was doing really well in New York when I joined. It was breaking all barriers. There was a lot of demand for it. And then that's when I was brought on board to figure out if it makes sense to actually sell all of these services directly to consumers. So the D2C pilot was something that I was brought on board for.
Was it started as B2B initially? Was it businesses and organizations and then filtered into?
No, it was actually... most of our lead gen was from email marketing, and those emails were sent from utilities. So Sealed had a partnership with Andy, who's our co-founder, is energy industry veteran. Everybody knows him. He's part of all of the important conversations. It was his idea. Sealed was his idea, where he was like, it makes no sense. The energy savings can actually pay back. You need to get these upgrades done. Insulation, air sealing is a no-brainer. Why are people not doing it when the energy savings actually pays back for it?
Right. Yeah.
That was the genesis. And then it took 5 years to actually figure out the product market fit. It wasn't as simple as, hey, you know what? Your energy savings can pay back all of the work you're getting done. But people were like, okay, but then will I see the savings? And we're like, no, because we're paying for it. So you have to part with your savings for a bit until it pays back for it. There was a lot of shifting consumer behavior. What's the first thing you do if something's broken at home? Call your contractor or call a neighbor who knows a contractor. It wasn't go online, search for, is there a business out there that can help me? It wasn't the usual behavior. But we're seeing that change, you know, especially with the pandemic. If something was wrong in your house and you didn't have access to a contractor, then what do? Then you go online and search for, hey, is there contractors in my neighborhood? Can I, you know, figure this one out online? SEO has always been a big play for us. So if you search for something, anything related to insulation, air sealing, heat pump, we probably show up. A good article of ours probably shows up. That really got the ball rolling on education for us.
Walk me through the Sealed business model and sort of how do consumers interact? How do they find you? What is that customer journey that you've mapped out? Walk us through the awareness and then becoming engaged with the company.
Yeah, I think Sealed prior to pandemic or prior to 2019, it was basically, you know, we would crack a partnership with Con Edison or National Grid, and then Con Edison would send out an email about Sealed. It's a dedicated email talking about Sealed, asking its customers to see if they qualify. That email would generate hundreds of leads. leads, and then our sales team would work those leads. Through that process, we figured out what the product market fit was. Mm-hmm. When I joined, you know, the first thing I was looking at was, what is that messaging hook? Is it about green actually resonating with the audience? There's the other hook, cost savings, but you're actually not seeing cost savings with us. We do cover your upfront costs, but your energy savings is what's going to pay back the program.
Right. Essentially, you're getting a remodel on your home to become extremely efficient for free upfront, and then those savings are paid for over time. And then once that initial investment from Sealed is paid off, then in the future, they will see the savings. Essentially, it's kind of a free remodel for making your home efficient.
Yeah, exactly. So as simple as the hook is, what we noticed was consumer behavior, even the mentality is changing so fast. So you have to keep up. But like even 3 years ago, if I asked people, do you want to upgrade your home's insulation and air sealing to solve the discomfort in your house, like the uneven temperatures, versus, hey, your house is wasting energy, why don't you fix it? Like, you know, make it more energy efficient.
Two ways of saying the same thing.
Same thing, but the discomfort was the hook.
Right.
3 years ago, there was no other hook for me. Like every time I tried, make your house more energy efficient, make your house better for the planet, that messaging didn't land. Like it wasn't resonating with our audience as much as, hey, do you have cold floors? Do you have drafty rooms? Talk to Seal, fix your insulation and air sealing. And then that makes your house more comfortable, makes your house 3 times more comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Energy efficiency was comfort, energy efficiency, or like wastage, and then going green. And then now we're seeing that change though, like especially with the natural gas prices going up, especially with everything that's happened over the last year. I think people are trying to get to energy independence. What can I do to make my house more energy efficient so I'm not getting these fluctuating heating bills and all of that? So I think it's changing the conscious. But to begin with, I would literally map our campaigns to the weather. And I'd be like, it's hot outside. So we're going to say, is your upstairs a sauna? Keep cool with upgrades from Seal.
Right.
So that was it. That was the hook. And then the big challenge was like, how do you get people to stop in their feed? Especially when, you know, you're trying to sell them, what about the upgrade costs?
Right.
It's not as simple as, oh, I'm just going to buy that shirt. It looks nice.
It's a complex series of things. Contractors, people in their home, under their house, in the attic.
It is. How do you go from clicking an ad on Instagram to actually installing upgrades in your house? It is a big ask.
Right.
But then I think over time, what we've done really well is our sales funnel, our sales journey. In the first session, we do expect to drive home the point, drive home the thought that, yes, you need energy efficiency upgrades. Your house is leaking energy. Your house is inefficient. It impacts your lifestyle. It impacts your kids' bedroom because there's uneven temperatures, all of that. And I think we do a good job. Our website does a good job of educating our customers. At least that's the feedback we've gotten. So you bring them in, and then our sales team, we have an amazing sales team, right? Like they do a fantastic job of talking to the customers, meeting them where they are, working with them as a thought partner. So they know they're part of the decision-making process. We're not forcing this on them. So
right.
It is a tough sell. It takes a while. But I think at the end of the day, when we see customer stories, we sleep well at night knowing we're actually doing something fulfilling. Like the customer stories is what keeps us going.
I think you've done a really good job, obviously over time. And I'm sure there's been a lot of testing and learning and optimization, but of really finding the consumer's pain points, right? And so when you talk about energy efficiency versus having a drafty home, you're articulating the same thing, but in a way that like, that's a pain point. Yes, I do have a drafty home. You know, I've got my heater cranked up and it still feels cold. So that's a great pain point. And then, you know, speaking to the complexity of what Seal does, contractors and the process, but really framing it in the, we're going to make your house efficient. It's going to be less drafty. You're going to be much more comfortable. And it's good for the environment, and then tracking the consumer interest and pain points along the way. I definitely get why it's become a success. I think you're articulating it in a really great way. So I've seen on the site, Sealed's been featured in some pretty amazing publications, Fast Company, Business Insider, Forbes, etc. What do you think you're doing right with the brand that's really made it stand out and garner such great coverage?
We were one of the first businesses that has tried to tackle this in a way that is scalable. There's nonprofits, there's other organizations that have the same mission, but I don't think it's from the homeowner's point of view.
Right.
the mission's the same, but looking at it from the homeowner's point of view is something I think we've done really well. We could go after buildings, we could go after apartments, but our focus is single family homes.
Right.
Because we know we can solve this. And so that focus, I think, has also been really important. We are listening, constantly listening to our homeowners and trying to figure out how can we make this product better for them? How do we solve the problem for single family homes across America? It's a big enough mission, good mission, and then we've been at it. So
what makes a home a good fit for Sealed?
We launched heat pumps before we launched financing heat pumps. Our focus was just insulation and air sealing. So we were focusing on homes built before 2000. Primary heating fuel was either natural gas or oil, some kind of fossil fuel. But now with heat pumps and being able to go that extra mile, like the thing about heat pumps too, you can't get a heat pump to an uninsulated house.
Those things come hand in hand, right? It's a combination.
Yeah, because at that point, your heat pump is going to be inefficient because your house is still leaking energy.
Right.
So it goes hand in hand. And being able to insulate and air seal your house and then get you all the way to electrification is, you know, big for us.
Yeah. Did you have indicators like if a house is 25 years old or older, they need us? Is that your target demographic?
It was. But then with heat pumps, we also realized like some of the newer homes also leak energy. Like it's surprising as to the amount of insulation you need.
Right.
Most homes were not built with that amount of insulation. That's not a qualifier anymore. But to de-risk some of that, one of our qualifiers is to have a 680 and above credit score, for example.
Okay.
Right? Like, and we only do single family homes.
Sure.
Again, it's all limitations that we're working on. Last year, if you'd asked me this question, we didn't qualify electric heat homes. And now we do. So we started off with natural gas and oil, but we added propane homes. So it is an evolving product as we speak. But now it's just very few limitations. I think it's, yes, you have to be a single family homeowner. Like it has to be a single family home. There's small things here and there, but we could cover most single family homes.
And what are the sort of big opportunities for improvement? So insulation, we've talked about heat pumps, we've talked about what other things does Sealed come in and do?
Those are our main two product lines right now. So we have weatherization and energy efficiency and electrification is what we're focusing on. But there's product innovation always happening. So any product that can help make your house energy efficient is on our radar. Anything that helps take you off of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Solar is not on our radar, for example, because it's great, but there's already a lot of financing programs out there.
Right. It's like a great add-on. Of course, once you work with Sealed, then you get the solar, and then you're just cranking on all the green cylinders.
Exactly.
I feel like windows and doors could be a potential too. Like those are kind of big insulation issues too, right?
You'll actually be surprised when it's very cold and you're standing next to a door. You're like, okay, my door is the problem. Or like the window is the problem, but it's actually your window frame that probably is the problem, like around your window.
Right, right.
There's holes and nooks and gaps. Your house is filled with holes is what we say.
Right.
Very good air sealing can solve most of those problems.
Oh, wow.
Insulation and air sealing is actually maybe cheaper, more affordable than buying new windows, but people don't realize.
Oh, yeah. Windows and doors are expensive.
Exactly. You just think, you know, I need new doors, new windows, because you're standing right next to the window and you're like, okay, this is the problem. This is the source of the problem.
Yeah.
But it's actually the holes around it. So maybe at some point, but we don't see, I mean, at least on efficiency, effort versus impact, right? Like for us, what we know and we stand by is the right amount of insulation, the right air sealing with it should solve most of your problems.
That's great to know. It's not what I would have thought. So that's super informative.
Yeah.
I have a fairly new home, but it's drafty, you know, so we'll be talking. Tell me about working with the founders, Andy Frank and Lauren Saltz.
They're amazing. Andy has been part of the, I don't want to say part of the problem. No, he's been part of this industry.
The solution.
The solution. He's part of the solution. That's true. I've always told Andy this. He thinks of something and then 6 months later, everyone else is thinking about it. He's a visionary. He understands this industry inside out. And Lauren balances Andy out really well with like the business model aspect of things. Like she is so stable, so smart. She just understands the financial implications of this business model and makes it, you know, hum, like the engine hum, basically. They go hand in hand. Like I think she's a visionary in her sense too, but it's the combination that actually works for this business.
That's great. And have you found it easy working with them to articulate the brand mission, vision, values? And are you all on the same page and articulating those things and getting those messages out to the audience?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, marketing gets a lot of autonomy at Seed. Like, I think I've earned it because it's all data driven. All of our investments are based on what the consumers are telling us. It's all based on what we're seeing through campaign performance. None of our investments are shots in the dark, at least not yet. Right now, it's all conversion based. It's all in the spirit of lead generation.
Right.
The brand is what we are, right? Like, I think we're being transparent. We are constantly listening. We're looking for feedback from our customers and we're evolving with them.
That kind of leads me to the next question of where are they? What areas does Sealed service?
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. Oh, and we just launched in Wisconsin. So there's that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Can I raise our hand for California next?
Yes, we have to. We love California. It is on our radar. We want to be there soon, but we're learning. And, you know, when we're ready, we'll be there.
That's exciting. Where do you see Sealed in 5 years?
Nationwide, for sure. Like, I think we'll be at least a household name in America, but then maybe international expansion.
Oh, exciting.
I mean, America is 20% greenhouse gas emissions from the single family homes in America. If we can tackle that, at least make a dent in it, it'll be a success.
Yeah, talk me through that. So I've heard that stat before. So 20% of US pollution comes from home energy use?
That is correct.
That's wild.
It is. And that's the genesis of Seal, right? Like, that's the focus.
Right.
If we can solve this, you've made a positive impact in the right direction.
And is that due to just the heat loss? That 20% emissions is from purely the inefficiency of single family homes?
Yeah, it is. You're constantly heating and cooling your house.
Yeah.
So every time you hear your AC turn on or your heat turning on, it's probably because your house is inefficient. Once you've attained a certain temperature in your house, there should be no reason for it to get cold. Or hotter.
Right, should maintain.
It should. With the right insulation and air sealing, it should maintain itself, but it doesn't. So if you're fidgeting with your thermostat, it's inefficient. So these are all the signs that we know. The worst is up to 50% of all of that energy you're using to like heat and cool your house is wasted. Once you get to a temperature, if it stays at that temperature for a few hours, that's where we're trying to get to.
Well, there's clearly too many houses around the world that are unsealed. So keep it going. How can people get in touch with you, get engaged, work with Sealed? Let us know how people can contact with you.
If I'm doing anything right with the marketing at Sealed, you just have to land on sealed.com and then we'll find you.
Great answer.
You just have to visit the website. You can go to sealed.com, click on qualify now. We have a energy assessment quiz, which tells you what's wrong with your house, and that gets the ball rolling.
Cool. Well, I want to get on the waiting list. I'm going to raise my hand.
Love it.
Well, it's been really great catching up with you, Kalyani Menon. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Darts in the Dark. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please like, subscribe, and share our content. The goal of this podcast is to amplify the voices of businesses, organizations, and individuals enacting true change and impact. If you know someone you think would be a great guest on our show, please let us know. We're always looking for the next great conversation to share. Thank you.